or not right away, but we're going to think about it doing a sequel. Prior to that, the question was about, I'm just trying to remember, the effect on the Traveler Key, yes. That is something we're very concerned about when we first making the documentary. We wanted to be very careful. We didn't, our interviewing did not cause too many risks between people and communities, because that's not what we wanted to do. We understand that any community of any number of people can be very sensitive, especially when people come to document them. Some societies and cultures change as a result of people documenting their cultures. So we were trying to minimize that effect. I'm personally an optimist. I feel that if people are mindful of their situation and of other people, then I think that communities can get together and things work things out. As a result of doing our particular documentary, it's right after we did the documentary that Traveler upgraded from online to the digital spacing. And I don't know if that was going to happen anyways or if it's a result of potential interest in the community from the outside result of the documentary. I doubt it necessarily. I think it was going to be happening anyways. But I just thought it was knocking on the Sonato coming soon. But so as a result of our documentary, one thing we were particularly worried about is that once you document something, sometimes for the public or community, then you've put it into history, which means that the living history or the living experience of a place is finished. Sometimes when you historicize something, put into history, even sometimes for the general public is concerned, the story is over. And we worried actually that the public might, the DVD, think the DVD is not want to see Traveler from the DVD. And so that was something we worried about. Fortunately, I think if anything, the documentary helped renew interest in Traveler and perhaps mobilize the Traveler community to develop new servers. So Necworld is pretty recent. That was formed, I believe, after the documentary was done. We did to see some activities happening, and it's very, very active now. A lot more active, really, than I remember when doing it during the documentary. I think there's a lot more activity now, which is great to see. And I hope there's increased dialogue as a result of and self-examination as a result of our documentary.
Well, like you had mentioned earlier, Jeremy, you know, you saw the community, you saw what Traveler was all about, and you wanted to contribute, you know. You wanted to get involved with it and give back, you know, whatever you could, and you have. And that's always encouraged from users here, you know, whether it be building spaces or even just as simple as taking pictures or just helping some of the users here, you know, we encourage, you know, getting involved.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Exactly, and I hope that sense of belongingness was captured in our interviews with people on Traveler. As you said, everyone has a need to belong. Like Traveler resonates with my need to belong, just like any other. So when I was doing this documentary, it wasn't like I was this outsider and looking at other people that have a need to get along or to be along. In fact, I very much like Traveler as a sense. I have a sense of identity here, a sense of belonging, which I might not necessarily have in another reality. And it's something that I really appreciate the input of all the Travelers that have help me out and help each other out to get events going. And there's a lot more community spirit and activity and than there is in a lot of venues in the regular world, in fact. And this might be because of the extra sense of belongingness that this space can foster as an alternative to the disconnection sometimes we have from the regular reality, whether it's our everyday job or in awkward social situations or what. I think what these people, including myself, realize that Traveler is a home, and there's a sense of belonging, and out of that, there's this incentive for people to want to make great events and to want to help each other out. I really think it allows a kind of utopian sense of knowing why we're here and what our real goals are in terms of helping people out unconditionally. I think it really is a thing that an extended experience in traveler will help educate people about, including myself. I had a great new respect for people since and for different realities since entering travel for the first time a few years ago.
Jeremy, I remember.
Yeah, I did two rooms for the Zoom. I did a room for Jekyll and I did a room for Osgate. So in the Osgate content, I was talking about the content that I did for the room. I was talking about my first experience with Traveler. And that kind of ties into what we're talking about right now. Maxie, if I could get them, can I get you to send that out for me?
Okay, what am I sending out?
I'm going to issue the link for my web content to the Osgate room. Because in there, I talk about my first experience with Traveler. And it kind of coincides with what you're talking about now.
Okay, sure, no problem. And Jeremy, I do need to ask you a question about the, in the DVD, you discussed personalities of avatars. This avatar that you're wearing now, does it have a different personality than, say, your Entre Bistro avatar?
Yeah, hold on a second. Now I would just interrupt you there. It's Krishnamurti. I just asked him to join the podium. In response to the question of personalities, are the different avatars I take a personality? This is actually something I asked Dominic in the documentary to see if it is sort of changing your avatar means changing your identity in any way. And for me, I do have a couple of avatars in Traveler for your purposes. The one you're seeing now, if your reality cached correctly and you can see me as a host, if that's the case, this is the avatar I use to interview people in Traveler. And I do have another avatar, which is really the avatar which I associate with myself. I see myself in Traveler. And that is an avatar called Onto Distro. So if you ever see a character named Onto Distro, that is actually a number. I think most represents my personality. What I'm wearing right now is kind of like my business suit for conferences about avatar and feel as a horse. I sometimes take another avatar. You might see at the roller rink tonight at 7 p.m. That's my performance avatar. And that takes on a whole new stage persona, the same way that a rock musician might take on a certain stage persona. And I think travelers do that too, expressing different aspects of our personalities. So, for example, I can be a interviewing horse, or I can be an enlightened box, which is how I actually see myself, or a rock and roll personality. Well, I don't know if that answers your question entirely. Perhaps Tanai would like to add something.
I just broadcasted that link for Brilla. Sorry.
Thank you.
Donato here?
Yeah, he's the Krishnamurti avatar. Hello,
hello.
The voice is working.
Okay, I hear him. Hi, Donato. Welcome.
Okay, Donato, he's sort of hearing right now. So maybe, Max, if you could text message the questions, you can respond.
Okay, sure. Let me text that.